Brought to you by XS Energy. Here's today's surf and weather conditions with Sly Dog on KX93.5.
All right, morning, Sly.
Good morning. This is Professor Sly Dog with your weekend surf report. Good morning, Daddy. This is coming at you live and direct.
I'm floating in the ocean right now. I don't have a country anymore.
Did they exit the...
Yeah. Yeah, they exited. They've gone. They're out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, is that... Do you like that or do you not like that?
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's going to cause a lot of... hard times for people, huh?
Maybe. It's certainly going to be confusing for some of people of my age. We're just not going to know where we are. Still, it's all right. I'm an American now, so I'll find my way in the world. We'll just drop a bomb on something.
Hey, well, you got your family here in Laguna, buddy. We're here on Little Laguna Island, and there's some surf out there today as well, too. We've had some big surf the last couple days, and it continues throughout this weekend. And there's a good chance that we're going to have the Brook Street Surfing Contest, the longest running surf contest in the world. I think we're going on like our 52nd annual, but I think we've been running the contest for like over 60 years. Our contest coordinator, Brandy Faber, is watching the surf reports closely, but it looks like there's supposed to be waves continuing throughout the weekend for the contest. And so get down to Brook Street Saturday morning. They're Laguna folks and surfers, and we'll get the contest rocking, hopefully, for the Saturday Sunday Brook Street Surf Contest.
Actually, that is awesome news, Sly. And what happens if the surf's really, really big? Has it ever been shut down because the surf's too big?
No, we wait for the wave to get really big. We have a waiting period. It started a few weeks back, and it goes till end of October sometime. But, we've never canceled because the waves are too big.
Right.
We have those outer reefs off of Brook Street called Second and Third Reef, and when it gets really big, they start breaking. So sometimes we're running the heat, starting them out there, catching, 300-400-yard rides and stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But other than that, let me give you some little tide action. We had a low tide this morning at 6:45 a.m. It was a negative 0.3. We have the high tide today at 1:23 at 3.9. And then we have a kind of a low tide around 6:30 tonight. It's not very low at the 2.2. So fairly good tides this afternoon for our south swell that's been bombing through. All the south swell summer spots are really been starting to light up for one of our best Junes we've really ever had. I think it seems like there's been waves the whole time. But get your surf on, everyone. For all those kids out there on summer break, I start my summer surf camp on Monday through the Laguna Beach Rec Department. Laguna Beach Surf School, so head down to the rec department if your kids want to go surf. I got a great program. We run out of Laguna Surf and Sport with my buddy Captain Mo and Eli Beasley, and we got some other great instructors, and we're going to have a lot of fun this summer. So we'll be doing that for the next 10 weeks down at Celia, and summer fun is here.
Fantastic. Sounds like it's going to be a real, truly California summer surf weekend and good waves, and a good place to go would be to the rec department and see Sly. And safe surfing out there.
So, have a great weekend. There's going to be waves all weekend. Water is starting to warm up a little bit, too. So hopefully you can get your leopard skin bikini out there, Jason. And welcome to your new country here in Laguna Beach.
Thanks, man.
Adios. Cowabunga.
You.